Oh, I forgot.
Would you tell me something about your recollections of doing the dishes and the words that you would use?
Wash the dishes.
And
drain the dishes and scald the dishes.
And to get the soap off?
Stack them. You drain them and scalded them. Poured hot water over them and scalded
them. You would say scald rather than rinse?
Yes, we did.
Did you rinse anything?
Yes, you rinse with cold water. This is a designation that I make. It may not be common.
I see.
But if it's scalded, then the hot water, the boiling water was poured over it. If it was rinsed, it was usually rinsed in cold water.
I see.
Now, this may be kind of peculiar to me.
Well, that's interesting to learn those distinctions. Different kinds of towels and...
Oh, my children say I'm the only person in the world who still says dish rag or wash rag. But to me, they are. And I don't like a bath cloth that is thick. I like to bathe with a bath rag, which is thin, mm-hmm. and it'll get in your ears.
Mm-hmm. Very good. if you wanted to buy some material of a certain kind, you might have a small amount to take to the store, or that small
sample.
Just a sample.
Or a swatch.
And if the item that you wore to keep your dress
apron,
or would it come up or just around the shoe when you were?
It would just be an apron either way. I mean, one had a bib. Oh. If it comes over up, it has a bib. If it's not, it's just an apron.
And you recall which type of eating common was when you were a girl?
Just well, to tell the truth, when I was growing up, we always had a hook. My mother did not do that. I read and remember. And I don't wear, this is the carryover, I guess. I don't wear it. I do all of it. But I don't wear an apron. I don't know why. I guess it's just the way you grow up.
Those are our items which do very much belong in this survey. Because we're interested not merely in the word apron, but all of its significance, but the attitudes part of it.
Now, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother lived with us, and she was born, she lived through the War of 1812. She came right after the Revolutionary War. And she was an elderly woman. She lived with us after she was 90 for one winter. And she always wore an apron. A long apron that had pockets, and it was just habit with her, I suppose. She liked to have a pocket to put her handkerchief, and she carried her money in a little tin box, and her glasses. She also wore caps. Why, I don't know.
During the day?
She was just part of her dress, even in hot summer. She would wear a cap. Now, why, I don't know. And she was a love. She she would, we always said that she could hear if she'd pull off all the caps. But it was convenient not to hear, because then she didn't have to take part in anything that she didn't want to take part in. If you whispered, she heard.
I see. Would you describe some jewelry that you would wear, different kinds of jewelry?
A ring, a wedding ring was usually worn. In the early days it was a wide band. In my days it was a little platinum band. Now they've gotten back to the old bands again, wedding rings. An engagement ring was usually a solid thing. A pin, people use brooch, but I never used brooch.